Good afternoon. Welcome to Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton. And Matt, we got a lot to talk about once again this week. Good weekend for Bearcat football as well as Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball.
That's right, John, and another perfect weekend for Northwest Missouri State Athletics, which was one thing that didn't really click in my mind until just a day or two ago that we went through and, you know, women's basketball playing in the Washburn Thanksgiving Classic, a couple hard-fought wins over Rockhurst and Winona State, Northwest basketball on the men's side taking care of Briarcliff, and then, of course, football, a 28-9 win in the second round of the playoffs, off to the Super Region 3 championship. So, boy, you couldn't ask for much more than that through that Thanksgiving holiday.
No, you certainly couldn't have. And for the Northwest football team, again, a trip down to Searcy, Arkansas. First time they've played Harding down there. And it was a little bit of a battle. And I think everybody knew going into it was going to be a tough game, but a good win for Northwest.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, that triple option that we've just grown accustomed to seeing Northwest Missouri State stop. This defense has been so good over the years with Coach Bostwick now into Coach Wright that we do take for granted just how good this defense is, especially against the run. And, you know, the Bearcats shut them down. A couple scoring drives, long scoring drives, a lot of plays, a lot of time consumed there for Harding. But after they got that 9 points, there was not a whole lot else going on for him. So Northwest really buckled down defensively, made a ton of adjustments throughout that game, as Coach Wright mentioned to us post-game. And then the offense kind of got things rolling with that two-minute drill at the end of the first half. And again, it's not in the MIAA, and we don't see Harding except in the playoffs, and Northwest has played very well against them over the years. So I think that's another thing that folks just expect Northwest to come out and whip up on the Bisons. But that's a very good defense on the other side, one of the tops in the country. Took a little bit for the offense to get going, but once they did, they really hit them hard, 28 points. They didn't get a ton on the ground, but they continued to feed Al McKellar and grind against that Harding front seven, and then eventually hit a few plays over the top, and the Bearcats able to pull away.
Yeah, I think as much as everybody was talking about the triple option offense and how to stop that, and what goes under the radar is on the defensive side. They have a very good defense, as you mentioned, one of the top defenses in the country. And, again, a lot of people don't really think about that defense, but, boy, I think that was the key, that Northwest just found a way to get some points on the board against a very tough defense.
Yeah, very stout against the run, and they got some pass rush against Braden Wright at times, too. Braden did a nice job of getting outside the pocket, keeping his eyes down the field. You know, he got sacked a couple times, but overall, Northwest Missouri State took care of the football, and that's a huge part of a game like that against a team that runs the ball that well, but at the same time plays that stingy defense. Take care of the football, make plays when you have the chance, and, you know, we saw that a touchdown there for Imani Donadel for the first score of the ball game, but later on, Caden Davis had a couple touchdown catches in the football game, too, and Alec Tatum had a big 63-yard catch to set up an Al McKellar touchdown. So the Bearcats, you know, didn't have a ton of just grinded out long drives, but they made the big plays when it mattered.
And defensively slowed down a Harding offense. It's an offense that doesn't strike quickly just due to the nature of the triple option. When Northwest got out to a couple of touchdown lead there or a couple score lead, that made a huge difference. And, boy, what a job Jackson Barnes had in that ball game, ending up with 15 total tackles, a blocked field goal attempt, fumble recovery. Another 1.5 tackles for a loss. He just did it all on Saturday.
Yeah, Jackson was flying around, and just a guy that continues to make big plays for Northwest. I think him and Brody Buck combined for like 26 tackles in the football game. I mean, they were everywhere. And, you know, you mentioned that blocked kick. It looked like Jackson almost could have caught that one out of the air and took off running. The fact that he, you know, blocked it, then scooped it up himself, a huge play there for Northwest to keep momentum on the Bearcats side. And a lot of that, too, with the tackles, that's your front four with Elijah Green, Noah Williams, Sam Roberts, Zach Howard, of doing their job, keeping their assignments, so that would free up the linebackers to fly in and make some big plays. And they did it front and center throughout that football game.
Well, a win there, and their reward is another trip this weekend. This time, instead of heading south, they head north to Grand Rapids, Michigan, a chance to face Ferris State once again in the, as you mentioned, the finals of the Super Region 3 part of the bracket. And at least on a positive side here, the weather looks a lot better than what it was last weekend up there in that matchup they had with Grand Valley State.
Yeah, they got a lot of snow in that football game last Saturday up in Michigan. So luckily, not at this point, knock on wood, no snow in the forecast, but still a high of 32 and 11 per hour mile per hour wind. Man, talking's hard. 11 mile per hour wind out of the Northwest as well. So it'll be a chilly day for sure. It'll be the most playoff cold football type of football game that we've had thus far, because Maryville has been unseasonably warm to this point in the year. But it'll be a lot of fun. I think it's one where you really can pin your ears back and go with this Northwest defense. And you know, the Bearcats have been very dedicated to running the football. That'll be a huge factor in this game, because Ferris State has been very opportunistic. A ton of interceptions on the year. They're like 11th in the country in total picks. And so, yeah, the Bearcats go out, control the football, take care of it once again, and see what could happen. It'll be tough. Ferris is the number one team in the country, the only undefeated team left to go. But you know what? If you want to make a run to the national championship, might as well take down the big boys too.
Might as well. And again, third straight time Northwest has faced Ferris State in Big Rapids. And I think this time around, Northwest bringing not only what they have the last couple of years, good defenses, but I think the offense is much improved than what they had in the last two meetings.
Yeah, I think they've taken steps forward. This receiving core has really grown and come together, it seems like, in this last year. And whether that started during COVID-19 or what, they are really gelling with their quarterbacks, both Braden Wright and Mike Hohensee. You know, last time the Bearcats played up there in Michigan, I don't think Braden Wright was 100% healthy in that football game, and that's something that gets a little bit overlooked there. But he's been coming off of a really good football game against Harding. Didn't have to throw it a ton, but still had 231 yards through the air and a few touchdown passes. And then you think, too, defensively, that this is a team that it's one of the best defensive lines, probably top to bottom, that Coach Wright's put together. And that's saying something, because they have had some impressive front fours here for the Bearcats. So I think this will be a fun matchup. And you know what? It's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be a battle to the very end. And don't know who's going to come out on top, but I think whoever does, I mean, they might be the favorite to go on and win it all by the time it's all said and done.
And that will be a noon kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day prior to the noon kickoff coming up on Saturday. Now, meanwhile, as you mentioned, the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball teams had a good Thanksgiving break with some wins on the basketball floor. And you look ahead, conference season's right here. It's hard to believe, but the MIAA season gets underway Thursday night at home as they bring in Northeastern State.
Yeah, and you know, I think this is good for Northwest Missouri State overall. A year ago, it was starting off the regular season and the conference season in Tahlequah, but of course, some COVID-19 protocols threw a wrench in that one. The men's game got postponed until New Year's Eve, so the women went down there and played a solo game and ended up losing a tight one there to Northeastern State. But the women have taken steps forward. They look better. They're really gelling offensively despite being early in the season, so excited to see what they can do. And this Northwest men's team, coming off of a record-setting performance against Briarcliff, so they are ready to go.
Volleyball, big weekend coming up as well, starting on Thursday, the Central Region Tournament hosted by Central Missouri in Warrensburg, a matchup with number 6 seed Nebraska Kearney. The Northwest volleyball team coming in as the number 3 seed.
Yeah, and the Bearcats have just absolutely been rolling throughout this regular season, and so now to reach this point in the regionals, they had some time off through Thanksgiving break, a chance to kind of catch their breath and get refocused. So excited to see what Coach Worth's team can do. That'll be a noon start coming up on Thursday, and already split 2 matches with Nebraska Kearney this year, so a chance to go ahead and take the 3rd one and keep on moving.
And indoor track and field gets rolling this weekend.
It does, and it's hard to believe that, you know, cross country just wrapped up, but we're getting that indoor season off with the Mel Churchman Classic coming up this weekend. So a ton of good athletes able to take to the track and kind of get things moving for Northwest.
Got a lot to talk about on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting for Pizza Ranch in downtown, rather on the edge of Maryville, on the east edge of Maryville. We'll be back, have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. And joining us now, Dedrick Strambler, defensive back for the Northwest football team. Dedrick, kind of joking a little bit before he came on there, you could almost co-host this thing with us here. We had you on our In the Trenches program here a couple weeks ago and did a great job there. And it's good to have you back on the KXCV KR&W microphones here.
Thanks for having me.
And, Dedrick, let's just kind of talk a little bit about the experience since we talked to you last. You've had an opportunity to be in a couple of playoff games, two wins to start things off with Central Washington, and then last week a trip down to Arkansas to face a Harding team. And overall, how much fun has it been to be in the playoffs here for you?
Oh, man, it's extremely, extremely fun, and it's a blessing to say the least, especially never being able to come this far and win this much and just – being able to play on Thanksgiving and now the opportunity to play in December and have the opportunity to continue to play week after week is just a blessing and a great experience, and I'm glad I came here so I could experience that.
Let's just talk about the last week, the preparations for Harding. Obviously, students were gone because it was Thanksgiving break throughout the entire week, and I would guess even though this is a team that's bonded very well throughout the season, and an additional time to maybe come together and bond a little bit more over Thanksgiving break.
Oh, yes, sir. There were no classes or anything, so we had a little more time to sleep in. We didn't have morning meetings because there wasn't class. So, I mean, we had that. We had two Thanksgiving dinners that were provided to us, and we were thankful for those. And we just had a lot of time just to be together and bond more, which is critical now that we're this late in the season. And every week we just get closer and closer, and our bond gets stronger and stronger, which helps us play better on the field.
I do understand, though, your practices were moved up a little bit to morning practices last week.
Oh, yeah. Practice last week was definitely amped up. Everybody knew Harding week, and this is my first one, and they told me get ready, and I definitely was ready. Not many people in the country would do what we did, but Coach Wright does a great job of getting us ready to play. I mean, we were tackling all the way to the ground Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Not many people would do that, especially week 13 in the season. So, whatever we got to do to get ready, we put our trust in the coaches and Coach Wright, and we know he's going to have us ready to play, so that's just what we do.
How much different was it to go up against a triple option offense that you faced with Harding as opposed to a normal week? He talked a bit about that, but there are a lot of more things you have to worry about, because of the nature of the offense, but also because you guys just don't see that every week.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like Coach Wright told us the other day was, you know, we have 3 days, 4 days to put together a plan and practice these things whenever they have 365 days that they do that year round. So it's like trying to learn something in 3 days is tough. But like I said, man, Coach Wright does a great job of getting us ready, and we all buy into the game plan, and he has us ready to go. And the score showed that on Saturday.
And I imagine, too, even though you do as much as you can to simulate actual game in the practice leading up, when you get onto the field and face that in real time, the speed's just a little bit different as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. That's the same thing with the scouts. The scouts had to learn how to run an offense that we don't run, so they had to learn that. And they did a good job for us, but they'll never be able to simulate exactly what that does. And in the first half, we picked up on their speed and what they were doing, and it was definitely faster than the scout teams, just like Coach Wright told us during the week. The scout team's only going to be able to do so much, but whenever you get in real time, it is going to be faster, and it was. And it was a physical battle, and you know, I'm just glad to go out there and get the W with my brothers.
I thought one of the things that was very impressive was just the fact that a lot of games is kind of a chess match between the two teams, what's going on. Mm-hmm. You guys made some adjustments as the game went along, and it seemed like some of those adjustments really paid off for you.
Oh, yes, sir. Like with those triple option teams, they literally have a book on the sideline, and however we're running stuff or getting to the ball or how they're trying to block stuff, they have ways to adjust. If we have a backer going this way, they have a way to block it this way. So it was just being a step ahead of them, and they couldn't keep up with it. So it was just making adjustments, buying into the game plan, and continuing to play hard. Even when they did score, they got down the field or something. There was one drive they had a ball for 9 minutes and they got 0 points out of it. So that's just continue to buy into the plan, snap after snap, whether they get a big play or not, just playing hard no matter what.
I guess, too, from your standpoint, guys, you got to be on your A game for a long drive, just knowing that there's going to be some long extended drives there where you guys are going to be out on the field for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That offense, they like to get one first down at a time, as we say, just – if they get 3 yards on the first play, that's perfect for them because they're a fourth down offense. They get fourth and three, that's good for them. They're confident in that. And like we said, we plan to play four downs every drive last week, and we did that, and it helped out big time.
By being on the back end of that in the defensive backfield, how does your role change against a triple option offense? And also, I would imagine, too, even though you know they're – predominantly going to run the ball, just right. Looking at their stats, but you got to be cognizant of the fact that when they do throw, and right. Show that they throw for quite a bit of success. How's your mindset change a little bit during a game like that?
It's just like Coach Wright told us at the beginning of the week, to stop this run is going to be a full team 11 guy effort. And like not normally people would think, oh, the D-line and the linebackers are responsible for stopping the run. The DBs are responsible for stopping the pass. But that week, we always play off of each other, and we needed everybody to stop that triple option. And DBs had to be coming up and making plays, being physical. And I think we showed that this week.
I would imagine, too, from the standpoint of what the offense did that last drive before the end of the first half and then coming right out and scoring quickly there for the third quarter, really had to help you guys out as well, knowing that with a two score difference, then that kind of makes things a little bit different as far as the momentum of the game goes.
Oh yeah, most definitely. When our offense punched that touchdown in right before the half, that was huge going into halftime, and then we got the ball coming out, and they absolutely drove the ball down and put it in, which ramped us up and made us even want to go even harder just to you know, as they say, step on their throat and choke them out. So we did that, and you saw towards the end of the game, once they're down three, four possessions, they have to try to put the ball in the air, and that's not what they do. So we try to force them to do that, and they're not that good at that. So
now this week you've got another big task ahead. Ferris State comes in. Ferris, again, a very good team, a very potent offense, and a little bit of a different style of offense that they bring, but they also have some situations where their quarterback likes to run the ball a little bit as well. What are some of the biggest differences and changes that the defense has to look at when you're facing Ferris this week?
We're going back to like a normal offense, far from Harding. But, I mean, they are a very, very talented group. You know, their quarterback is really athletic. They got guys, receivers in the slot and outside that can go get the ball. They have speed in the slot. So, I mean, it's just going to take, an 11-man effort on both sides of the ball and special teams to just really be disciplined and go out there and play hard like we can and fly around.
Now, we talked to you earlier on, again, I mentioned that you were on there in the trenches program, but that might talk a little more about your background here, coming from Midland, Texas, and making the decision to come north to Northwest Missouri State, a big decision made there, and just kind of go over what you were looking for when you were looking for your next stop to play football.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Whenever I was entered the portal or whatever, I was just looking for a home where it was family-oriented and just a successful program. And, you know, I had offers from a couple D2s, preferred walk-ons to Division I's, and just the history behind the school and how successful it is and the amount of people they put into the professionals, and just the culture here is just different, and everybody actually wants to win. And you don't have to explain that to anybody on the team because it's already understood. And the coaches, and just the coaches, strength staff, equipment staff, training staff, athletic trainers, it's just top notch everywhere we go. Like, there's a lot of times, there was a couple of injuries I had, I would have never thought I'd be able to play, and I was playing that same Saturday. And so it's just like, you know, Tucker does a good job for us in the equipment room, getting us right, making us look good. Coach Wright, man, he's probably the best coach I've ever had, to be honest, and he's a player's coach, and he understands everybody on our team from a personal level, and he knows how to coach each person based on their personality, how they are. And it's been an honest blessing, and I'm thankful for him, Coach Boswick, and Coach Clayton for just giving me the opportunity to come here, because like I said in an interview last week, was just coming from a Division III, not many people would take a chance on you, especially out of a prestigious program like this. So it's just like they took a chance on me, so I don't have a choice but to give them everything I got.
You know, watching the back end of the defense really develop this year and come together, it seems like you started out well, but it seems like this group has just become so cohesive during the last several weeks, too. And it's fun to watch what you guys are doing back there.
Oh, yes, sir. It was we had two new guys, me and Isaiah, at safety early on in the season, and we were still kind of, you know, putting the pieces together, trying to figure stuff out. And then we had Drew move back to safety, and that helped me a lot just because it's less thinking on my end. But now we're rocking and we're rolling, and I feel like we're just getting better every week. And I love playing with those guys, and I honestly wish I had more time with them. But we're going to make the best out of what we got right now.
That's right. You've got you've already played a couple of extra games on the schedule with two wins in the playoffs, and hopefully you've got three more in you here.
Yes,
I know
sir.
You got one coming up this weekend, and hopefully a couple more after that. How has this experience in the playoffs been for you compared to what you thought it might be coming in?
It's amazing, man. The community here is so behind us, and it's a blessing, honestly. Just everywhere I go there, I'm getting congratulated or told good luck, and it's just, even all the other sports teams, we all support each other, and it's just love all the way around. If I had to put a definition on it, it'd probably just be love. So it's been a blessing.
All right. Well, Dedrick, thanks a lot for being with us on the show here again today. It's been great watching you play this season. Hopefully we've got three more games to see you suit up for the Bearcats.
We got to get back down to Texas.
All right. That work out real well for you.
Yes,
they're wanted for a championship,
sir,
if you get a chance to do that.
Most definitely.
All right, Dedrick, thanks a lot for being with us.
I appreciate it.
That's Dedrick Strambler, a defensive back for Northwest Missouri State, as the Bearcats getting set to take on Ferris State on Saturday. Again, a noon kickoff in the NCAA Division II playoffs. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Back with more from Pizza Ranch right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, again broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Time to turn our attention to men's basketball, and joining us now is the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, team coming off pretty good to performance against Briarcliff last Friday, kind of a record-setting day. The threes were flying on Friday.
Yeah, they went in. That's they always fly, though, John. they actually went in that day, so that was good. The problem is it went in for them, too, but... Yeah, no, it was a good day. It's good to get everybody some playing time. You know, it's those games are always nice to get a little bit of rhythm and then try to learn more about yourself. So it was a good day.
Yeah, last week you had a couple different type of games. Truman State matchup of 2 and 3 going at it there. And, that was a fun ball game to watch and just a great outcome for you.
Yeah, I mean, they played well offensively, especially. Teams really play with good pace against us. They take good shots. I think part of it is our defense. We're trying to pitch a shutout when in reality it's not going to happen. So we just need to be a little better defensively than offensively. I thought we did a good job of getting the ball where it needed to go. I thought our upperclassmen were engaged. I thought they got our underclassmen engaged, and I thought it was a fun game.
You've had a very competitive non-conference schedule to gear up for the MIAA season, which gets underway on Thursday. Overall, what were the main goals you had throughout the non-conference season? Were you able to accomplish a lot of those?
Goals is just to try to continue to improve, and I thought we have. I thought we're slowly finding ourselves. You know, it's like you take two steps forward, one step back, and that's how it's going to be for a little bit. As long as you don't take two forward, two back, I think you're okay. It's just, it's part of the growing process. It's part of learning how to play with the personnel that we have, and getting to know each other and getting people more consistent and things of that nature. So, you know, we're getting there. It's a work in progress. And yeah, I thought the preseason certainly helped us. Pre-conference certainly helped us.
And now as you look ahead toward the conference season, you've got Northeastern State coming in on Thursday, Rogers State on Saturday. What about Northeastern State? What are you looking for out of that matchup?
Well, they've had a couple, you know, impressive wins. They're always really good offensively to where they run their motion. They've got a good big guy that we're going to have to contain somewhat, and then just enough shooting to kind of keep you honest to where you can't just take them out of the game. So I think for us is just trying to continue to do what we do well, and if we do that, you know, that's all you can ask for. Then you just hope to win the game as well.
Bit of a difference going into the conference season this year, though, than last year, where you had to start right off the bat and get into the conference year when you face these two. Actually, Rogers State, since Northeastern State, you didn't have to play them until New Year's Eve day last year. But, again, a little bit of an opportunity to get some things going before the conference season this year as opposed to last year.
Yeah, no, that's nice, because then you can kind of learn yourself, and then you can get a good scout on the other team. So we've done that. We've put a good scout on them. You know, hopefully we'll be ready to go. But last year was really tough, and obviously playing them last year, I think we were off a 24-day layoff, so in 2 days of practice, and we still came out and were able to perform. So hopefully we can do that again.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Wow, John, thanks a lot.
Oh,
that was quick.
You betcha.
Quick and painless.
Oh, there you go.
That's wow.
Painlessness is the key there.
Yeah, it might have been painful for you, but it wasn't for me.
All right, sounds good. That's head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and have more on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into Pizza Ranch, the site of the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, as we are talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Volleyball with head coach Amy Wirth, as well as sophomore Alyssa Rezach. And how's the break overall? Nice to kind of get away and recharge a little bit?
Nice to have some days off and not have to, you know, do volleyball and just be able to be with the family. So good times for sure.
Alyssa, for you, was the break mentally as important as it was physically to be able to kind of step away from it, not watch tape, not necessarily step foot in the court, but just have that time with the family?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely helped get away a little bit, recharge, like you said, and mentally just check out for a little bit, a couple days, recharge, and then that way when we come back, we're more focused. So I think it was a good thing.
So most people are going into Thanksgiving and it's, you know, family and eating and then going shopping on Black Friday and all that good stuff. But yours was a little bit different this week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my brother got married, so I was busy doing that. But I say for the volleyball team, it's definitely get some turkey in, you know, visit with the family, maybe go on a couple walks and just stay active. So we're ready to go when we come back.
What's more stressful, going into your brother's wedding or getting set for UNK this Thursday?
I would say stress. I would say it's more fun for both.
Yeah. Good. That's good, because if it's not, then, you know.
Right.
Coach, for you, what was the break like? Did you actually, like, cut yourself off from volleyball for a 24-hour period and give yourself a chance to kind of zone out a little bit?
Yeah. From the standpoint of the My son was in a quarantine, so we got that finished from that standpoint. So that was positive, and we all stayed healthy there. But my family had their Christmas on Sunday, so we've already had my side of the family's Christmas was already took place because my parents are snowbirds, so they go south. They want to get down there as soon as possible and not have to stay around for the holidays. So as soon as I'm done with volleyball, whenever that's going to be, then they're going to head south. But we checked out and did a lot of family stuff and had a lot of Christmas already opening up in our house and playing with lots of toys already.
So when did you actually put your tree up?
I put my tree up on Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving.
Day after, okay. I didn't know if you did the holidays now, if you were like, Halloween, we put it up. We're ready.
Nope, it was after Thanksgiving, but usually we don't go that early. But because we were having our Christmas, it's kind of got to have our tree up. So we've got the tree up and we've got all the lights already hung. I hung lights on a Thanksgiving day.
Wow. You've been active.
Because we were in quarantine.
Right?
I have to do something. Like, I just can't stay at home the whole time and not do anything. So.
And as a typical Maryville fall, a chance to get out, 70 degrees coming up on Thursday, and get ready for some volleyball. So
right,
that's what we
right.
expect.
Yeah, just what we expect.
So we go in, and the selection shows right before Thanksgiving break, the excitement, everything, and it's a chance to celebrate a little bit. It's a big accomplishment. The break's probably nice, too, to kind of separate that from the actual work that's coming up. What was Monday like going back in and getting practice and kind of getting refocused?
We actually had practice on Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah, so we got back into it on Sunday night, had 3 days off, but it was a practice to get the rust off from that standpoint and just get going. But we've had, good practices and just getting our brains right. And a lot of what I said yesterday was physically there's not a lot to do. We're as good as we're going to be. Here and there we can get better, but really it's all mental. That's where we're really going to improve the most. So making sure our mental side is really sharp when we walk in there with Nebraska Kearney.
And for you, Alyssa, was it easy to get back in and have a high-level practice coming back and kind of getting yourself back into the swing of things?
Yeah, it was we had a little rust on us for sure, but I think like mentally we were definitely there and just preparing us for the rest of the week. Like, let's get in, get that stuff worked out, and so I think that it was a good thing to have Sunday to prepare us for the rest of the week.
And now Northwest Missouri State getting set to take on Nebraska Kearney coming up in the first round of the Central Region Tournament. That's on Thursday at noon in Warrensburg. As you move into this one, coach, is there just a killer instinct with this team that it doesn't really rest on its laurels at all? If you kind of go back through this year's schedule, after playing a top 10 team and beating them, you've come right back and you're 4-1 in those following matches. The only one loss was a high-level match to Central Missouri. This is a team that doesn't get too fat and happy. It's always looking for that next thing.
Yeah, they do a good job keeping it very minute or minutia, as you said last week, from the standpoint of just keeping it in the process and being able to understand what needs to happen with the game plan. I think they do a great job staying focused on the small things that need to happen.
And this week, getting back into it, you mentioned you know Nebraska Kearney. There's not a whole lot of extra homework. It's just kind of get in and play fast.
Yeah. You can look at it two ways. We're, bummed. Some people could say you're bummed because we're matched up with Nebraska Kearney and not another, regional team that we've never played before. But just from our standpoint that we know them really well, that allows us to, I think, be comfortable walking in and not really having to have a game plan that takes, two, three games to really come out and show. I think we can show that right away because we've already played them and we split with them during the season. So just ready to get back on the court. I'd like to play right now just to get it over with because I'm ready to get after it. Antsy to go down to Warrensburg and get this thing going.
What is it that makes Nebraska Kearney year in and year out so good?
I think they do a good job with their roster. The way that they do it is they have a rather large roster and they choose from that. Their serve and pass is always very solid and their defense is very solid. And then they just build upon that with their hitters here and there. But I think they have a system, they stick to it, and they've done it traditionally very well over the years. So I think that creates a product they have right now.
And Northwest and Nebraska Kearney actually met in the spring MIAA championships just a few months back, and that was one that went five sets, get down 2-0, and battle your way back, and a heck of a match there. Alyssa, is that a springboard for this team heading into the fall, the way you guys came out and played in that championship? Despite beating them earlier in the year, just kind of a knockdown, drag out. We're a team that's never going to give up. Did that lead into the success we've seen this year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that kind of left a little bitter taste in our mouth, being, I think we were up, like, what, 11?
11 to 8.
Yeah, in the fifth. And then having that taken from us definitely motivated us and showed us our potential and what we can do. So I think we're really excited to, you know, have another chance to play them and hopefully end up on top.
Big match coming up Thursday at noon in Warrensburg. Also released earlier today, 13 Northwest volleyball players in the MIAA Academic Honor Roll. That includes Alyssa Rezach. Jaden Ferguson received the Academic Excellence Award. Coach Worth, this says a lot about your team, too. You're playing at a high level, but also keeping team focused in the classroom.
Yeah, hats off to them because this is something they're internally driven to do. I mean, my goal for them as a team is to 3.5, and they hit the 3.7, 3.8 mark a lot of the time. As a group and cumulative, that's silly. You're talking 9, 10 people who are in the 4.0. So it's hats off to them that they are wanting to push themselves that hard to get, you know, the grades that they're getting. So they just put the work in and they love doing it. And I love being able to have them on our team, be able to balance both the being a student and being an athlete.
So coming up this weekend, before I turn you guys loose, got a long weekend coming up in the regional in Warrensburg. So if you get a night where it's just like, hey, let's have a movie night within the team, what Christmas movie are the Bearcat volleyball team going to watch?
I'd have to say The Grinch.
Like the Jim Carrey Grinch or like the original?
The Jim Carrey Grinch, for sure.
It's going out on a limb, Alyssa. What do you say, Coach?
I think Christmas Vacation is a classic. You got to go after that. But another one that my children have been watching is Home Alone.
Yeah.
Been getting after that. Listened to the soundtrack in the car because they loved all the music that goes with it. So from that standpoint, it would be the two that I pick.
Those are good. I'm a big Home Alone fan, too. John Coffey loves Die Hard. So imagine that.
Good Christmas movie,
too.
Good Christmas movie.
The Bearcats taking on Nebraska Kearney coming up December 2nd at noon as the Central Region Tournament gets underway. Coach Worth, Alyssa, thanks for coming on, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Volleyball meeting up with Nebraska Kearney. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time to talk indoor track and field as it's coming up this weekend. The Mel Churchman Classic, and Brandon Masters is with us, the head coach of the Northwest Track and Field Program, along with Randy Overkamp in sprints and jumps for Northwest. And first of all, Coach, I imagine it's been a long time waiting for you to get this indoor season underway this weekend.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, that we've got to watch it. Cross country compete, and our kids are chomping at the bit. They're I think we're in week 14 of training right now, and so we're excited to come out, put the uniform on, compete as a team for the first time this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
How hard is it to keep the team really anxious and working on what they need to be working on through all these weeks, knowing it's going to be a while before you get to the season opener coming up this weekend?
It's hard. It's a lot of challenge to keep some of those guys focused. Mostly the guys are the problem, right? I think the big thing is we put a lot of different types of things in there to have the the ideal of competing. You know, short approach stuff. Randy will tell you. You know, competitions. We have some tests that we do occasionally, and we kind of spin it up as a competition. Have some fun with it. Do some scoring. You know, just kind of keep them excited about competing.
And when you look at getting them ready for this first weekend, obviously where you want them to peak is down the line a little bit in a few more weeks when you get closer to the big meets, the national meet, things like that. What are some things that your overall goal is for week one coming up?
You know, it really is just competing. You know, we'll have a team meeting here, and we'll talk about managing expectations, and we are a long ways away from being our best. And I think as long as we can come in with a mindset of compete hard, prep correctly, warm up correctly, and then go just compete and not worry about the numbers. We'll have some good numbers, and some kids will do much better than anticipated. But we'll also have some kids that leave that meet and are frustrated with the time because last time they competed was outdoor when they were really fit. So they got to remember to compare themselves in December of the previous years and know that if we manage expectations, we're on the right track. But we'll find some weaknesses and strengths and be able to, you know, kind of change training around that.
Now, we mentioned that Randy Overkamp is with us here, a junior out of Columbia. First of all, Brandon, just talk about what Randy means to your program and some of the strength that she brings to your squad.
Well, one of the best things about Randy, couple things. We came in at the same time together, so I literally met her for the first time at the dinner we have at the, you know, the All Sports dinner at the beginning of the year, and you know, Randy has been around from the beginning, and no matter what we do, she's all in, and she's bought in from the beginning. She's been a leader for all four of her years, including obviously this year, her senior year. She is a junior, but she's graduating in May. I'd like to keep her around, but I don't know if I can get that accomplished. But I think the big thing with Randy is that her work ethic and desire to be great is one of the best kids on our team.
Randy, talk also about how hard it's been going through the fall, going through the workouts and things, knowing that it's going to be a little bit of time before you actually get a chance to compete coming up this weekend. And how were you able to kind of keep that level of focus going throughout this fall?
Well, preseason definitely is not easy. He kills us, but we deserve it, and it makes us better. And so staying focused is just knowing that all the hard work that you are putting in, it will pay off in the very end, especially in times like now. Like, I've been really sitting down and thinking a lot about how this is my senior year. And of course, not everybody's a senior, but just taking it all in and appreciating every hard workout and every jolt that I do is a good way to stay focused.
And as far as the indoor season coming up, how is the indoor season different for you compared to the outdoor season as far as training and things and getting ready to go for this? Or is there much difference for you?
I don't think there's a huge difference. I personally like indoor more because you don't have to deal with the weather and all the elements outside, but it's just a grind no matter what. If it's indoor or outdoor, you're going to be working hard, and it will pay off.
And what's it mean to you to be able to go into Hughes Fieldhouse and compete and practice and things there? I imagine that's something that's pretty special.
Yeah, Hughes is actually probably the reason that I'm here at Northwest. Whenever I was being recruited, I was told that they were building Hughes, and I thought it was just such a great resource to be training inside rather than outside and risking injury. And it's really cool that we are going to be hosting indoor conference at home this year. So senior year, of course, like, it's a dream come true. And then I think we'll have a bunch of alumni come to the indoor conference meet. So it'll be really cool to see the people that watched me grow as an athlete competing at hopefully my highest level.
And as you look at the indoor season getting started here, the Merrill Churchman Classic on Saturday, talk about the teams coming in and the type of competition that you're going to be up against.
You know, the December meet is a low-level meet in that most of our big competition have their own facility and are hosting in December as well. And so we won't see a lot of the MIAA teams. I think Mo West is coming down, might be our only MIAA team. There'll be a handful of teams that'll bring, and try to qualify. So we'll have some good competition, but it won't be a big meet at all. And that's a good thing. We don't want a huge meet to start off the year and have that anxiety. You know, it's enough to just compete for the first time, let alone try to bring some people in and be scared about the competition. So, we have about, I think we'll end up having 14 teams, which is a nice meet for us. It's definitely the smallest meet of the year, very likely. But, from really all over. In fact, we actually have Mesa State coming in from Colorado, so that'll be fun. Have not got to see those people before, so it'll be fun to see what they bring. And a lot of different levels too, junior college, NAIA, and then D2. So ought to be a fun weekend for our kids.
You talk about this weekend having maybe a lesser amount of teams come in than a normal meet. Is that something by design, and do you find yourself turning down some teams that might want to come to this one?
No, I'm not really turning down anybody, but there's meets all over. I mean, Pitt State, Washburn, Kearney, KU. I mean, everybody's hosting this weekend, and that's and I'm glad of that. I don't want to host a big meet. I haven't hosted a meet for a few months now. I gotta break myself in as well, and obviously new coaching staff with Coach Wettstein and Coach Cunningham. This will be their first time hosting, so we have anxiety as well to host, so we don't want a big meet yet.
Randy, as far as competing at Hughes in meets itself, how's this facility compared to others that you go around and compete in during the indoor season?
I love it. I mean, it's home, so obviously I'm a little bit biased, but a 300 flat is really nice to run on. You can just see everything, especially when it's open. Like during practice, we'll have the curtains down because there's other sports in there using the facility as well, but having the curtains up for the meets and just being able to see it all, it's just amazing.
I know talking with Brandon in the past and some other athletes, they really love the track here. Something about this track is better than a lot of the indoor track. What makes this track so special?
I don't know. It's just the Bearcat track, I guess.
I think that one of the things that makes this place fast is definitely the surface. 300 flat is wide curves that we have really make it a fast track. And although what makes it fast, sometimes we got to be careful because a hard track is a fast track. But a hard track is also pretty tough on our bodies when we're practicing on a daily basis. So we do have to take care of ourselves, get a little bit more turf time in, and try to make sure we limit any potential injuries. But, man, this thing is fast, and that's why people come. They see the marks, and they know we host a great meet, and they want to put up big times.
Randy, you talked about the Hughes Fieldhouse being one of the major reasons or one of the deciding reasons to come to Northwest Missouri State and run track and field here. What are some of the other things that attracted you to become a student at Northwest Missouri State?
I went on quite a few visits, actually, and one of like the major things that stood out to me was the community of Maryville. With it being a smaller town, you could just feel the sense of community without even being a student on campus and just literally going on your visit. Everyone in this town supports Bearcat Nation so much, and I think that's something really valuable. That's something I really didn't have in high school because I came from a bigger town, so moving to a smaller community is just, I really like it. It's great.
And you mentioned, too, that that's your final year of competition here and looking to graduate and move on. What's your major, and what are you hoping to do after graduation?
So I'm going to have my bachelor's in marketing, and one of my best friends, who's also my roommate currently and another track girl, we are just looking to move, go out and explore the world, not the world, but the United States, live somewhere different outside of the Midwest. So it's time to grow up.
Well, it's a great time to experience that, I would think. So,
yeah.
As far as off the track and out of classes, what are some of your other interests and things that you guys like to do?
Since there's honestly not a lot to do in Maryville,
just hanging out with the other girls on the track team. I think that's a big difference, too. Our team culture has just been absolutely amazing this year. We didn't lose too many people, so we're just continuing to, like, grow and get to know each other, and I think that's brought a lot to practice and just having a positive environment every day.
And as much as you guys have to practice in the fall, imagine that that's something that's important, too, just that bond you make trying to work toward that goal to getting to the first weekend in December, and then from then on, it's week after week, and then you get finished with the indoor season, then turn around and get the outdoor season going. So I guess this downtime, not necessarily downtime, but this time you spend a lot of time practicing is very important.
Yeah, you know, starting at the beginning of the year, I mean, day after Labor Day is when we start practicing, and we really don't have an off season per se. So our last meet is May 25th. So we have an incredibly long season. Some of those kids are in three sports with cross, indoor, and outdoor. So extremely long. It's very helpful that we have the team culture that we have. We actually like each other, which is nice. We kind of have this mindset of better together this year. And I think that's really been kind of the motto or mantra of this team is we are better together. And we've really come together so close as a team with team culture. So it's exciting. I'm really fired up about seeing these guys cheer for each other at the meet as well.
What are some of the things you try to do to keep it fresh throughout the entire year? Again, as you mentioned, it's such a long time that you guys are either working out, practicing, or actually competing. What do you have to do to ensure that springtime that these guys still like to be around each other?
Good question. These guys all love track and field. I think that's a big thing, is if you love track and field, it's not such a grind, is it? Yeah, it's not fun when Coach Masters has this terrible workout planned and you know it's coming, but you have each other to kind of pull through it. And I think that's the mindset. This team wants to be great, and they actually relish the opportunity to have those gut-wrenching workouts, because we're only as good as the work we put in. That's track and field, right? If we want to slack off in practice and kind of fall to the back, then it's gonna weigh out later when we compete. So the kids know that. They work together hard. Trying to keep it fresh, it's hard. Like I said, we have some competitions. We have some team things that we do together. But for the most part, this team loves track and field. It's not as hard. With this team, it's not as hard to keep it exciting.
As far as this weekend, again, the Mel Church Classic at the Hughes Fieldhouse, what are the main goals that you have for your teams?
Go compete. Prep correctly, warm up correctly, go compete. Don't care about the numbers. Don't care about the times or distances. Go finish. Beat the person in front of you. I think that's the big thing. Cheer for your team. That's a big deal. We talk about the sixth man a lot of times in other sports, or 12th man. I think that's important because we are our own sixth man and 12th man. So Randy's going to do a lot better if she has 10 of her teammates over there clapping down the runway to get the hype going so she can hit bombs. But I think that's a big thing, is learning how to have a meet that lasts. I mean, our competition is going to be at least 6 hours long on Saturday, and having kids compete and then go cheer for their team and other events is a big deal, and so I'd like to see that this weekend.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate you both of you being here for the show here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. We've been talking with Randy Overkamp of the Northwest Women's Track and Field Team, as well as Brandon Masters, the head coach of the Northwest Men's and Women's Track and Field Teams. We'll be back, have a lot more coming up on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, right after this.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KLRNW, being joined by Peyton Rao here at Pizza Ranch. And Peyton, we're diving right in. 4-1 of the season, a 4-game winning streak. The Bearcats are off and rolling, and we're still early. It's still non-conference. We actually have MIAA games starting up on Thursday. But this has to be exciting for you to be able to come out and being able to be back on the floor, but then seeing the team have so much success already.
Oh, yeah. It's been such a fun start already. I mean, 4-1, that's a great start, like stats-wise and just rankings. But I think this is very exciting to see how well we are playing and coming together as a team from all players 1 through 18.
Did you anticipate that things would start off this smoothly as far as the players coming back from injury like yourself, the new kids in here, the players that played the entire year last year but having to gel with everyone? There's a lot of moving pieces, but so far so good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know Coach had very high expectations from us, and I feel like we are living up to those expectations. And there's just so much room for improvement, too, and every day we're just getting better and better. So it's exciting to see, like, all the potential we still have as we really get into the season now.
Well, it is kind of fun to go through some of these games and say, well, the Missouri S&T game last Monday, for instance, is one that popped in my head of going through and talking to Coach Meyer after the game of, boy, you shoot so well, and offensively you get a 20-point win over a D2 team. But then, you know, if you tweak this and this and this possession's better, and you don't turn, you know, there are so many little things like, well, that'll come with time and with more game experience, but you're already getting these wins. It's exciting. And then, you know, Rockhurst and Winona State over the weekend, those aren't pushovers. Those are solid programs that you guys came out in. A 3-point win on Saturday, but really controlled that one throughout, too.
Yeah, both those teams are great teams, highly competitive, and that really was a good test for us, especially early on. I mean, there's no time for the little mistakes, and I feel like we really, especially in the first half of the Winona game, like, are cutting offense, defense, everything. Like you said, we held them off. Like, we were in control of most of that game, but everything was just, like, working together, our chemistry and flow. It was really cool to see.
Coach Meyer said that might have been the best half of offensive basketball that's since his tenure started here at Northwest Missouri State. Is it a matter of just you're getting paint touches and Jane is playing well and getting those touches and pulling in those rebounds, but then also, you know, the guards are knocking down some shots but keeping their eyes up the floor too?
Yeah, I think it just helps. We have so many different options, like scoring-wise. 1 through 18, like, we all are very capable of scoring, and if they try to take away the outside shot, like, okay, we'll get the paint touches. And Coach Meyer has been emphasizing on, like, inside outs, like, just making sure we get those paint touches to get the outside shots open too. And I think that's really carrying over in the games, and it shows on both sides of the scoring.
Is there any coincidence that two of the best players for Northwest Missouri State through 5 games have been Peyton Rao and Peyton Kelderman, both coming from Waukee High School? And there has to be some synergy there, right?
Yeah. I mean, great program in high school. Both played for the same AAU program and same name. Got a lot in common.
I mean, yeah. Different spelling, but it all works out.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then let's throw in the mix, too, Kylie Coleman, also Waukee High School, a little bit older than you. But getting back in the mix, that would be exciting on Friday to see her step out there, knock down that first 3-pointer, and see things build from there.
Oh, that was so exciting, especially, like, I've been there, and, like, no, like, the coming back from an injury, it's so hard, but, like, just to see how happy she was after she hit that shot, like, if you can go back and watch on film, her smile is so big, and we are all so happy for her, and it's just really cool to see all that, and it makes the team more complete too, because Emma, she's hurt right now too, and then Lauren Gillig, and as they're slowly coming back, it's really feeling like a full complete team too.
Is there just a confidence factor too with, I mean, you kind of gone through it to get back to this point, but then Kylie's first in-game action of, you know, trusting it and cutting and knowing that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's very scary at first. Like, I was terrified to even, like, jump for a rebound because it's like, what if I step on her foot? Like, you know, it's just, it's a lot of a mental, like, just telling yourself, like, you rehab, like, it's, you're strong enough, like, you can handle this. And, like, at this point, you don't really think much about it. You have the, like, here and there. I know, like, our parents were joking after, like, they're the worried club. They get very nervous for us because they don't like to see that. But Yeah, it's just once you find your groove, and I feel like once you're comfortable, because it's kind of have to learn how to play a different way. Just your leg's not quite, like your knee's not the same. So once you have that confidence and you've been playing for a while, it just like, you're like, okay, I got this. I can handle this again.
Well, it's been a ton of positives at this point. We're five games into the regular season. You're 4-1. Now you're opening up conference play with Northeastern State Thursday. You know, rewind it a year ago, you're opening things up the whole regular season, not just conference play, in Tahlequah. And that was one that I probably feel like Northwest let get away, played well there in the season opener. But now coming back around, you've got the Riverhawks on your home floor, and probably one you should repay them, right?
I definitely think so. I think we're going to be ready to let them have it. And great way to start off conference play, just two good battles, and really sets us up for the now the long stretch.
Does this shoot a little more energy into your veins too of conference? All right, let's go, it's here finally.
Oh yes, this is like, you know, you have your preseason like without games and preseason of games, so this is like the real stuff, and it's just, it's go time.
MIAA season starts on Thursday as Northwest Missouri State hosting Northeastern State. The women's game tips off at 5:30 and the men's game coming up at 7:30 after that. Peyton, thank you so much for coming on the show, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
It's Northwest Missouri State's Peyton Rao joining us as Bearcat women's basketball off to a 4-1 start, their best start since 2016-2017. So the Bearcats are off and rolling here. And that's going to wrap things up for us here on the KXCV Maryville. KRNW Chillicothe Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch. Once again, our next Bearcat broadcast is coming up on Thursday as Northwest takes on Northeastern State. Pregame on KXCV KRNW starts at 5 o'clock. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Pizza Ranch. Thanks to everyone involved with our show. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long.